creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
That is Misfits, a track, in fact, the debut track by Georgina White. And I'm very pleased to say that we've got her on the other end of this phone. Good morning, Georgina. How are we?
Good morning, Kev. Yeah, really well, thank you. A little bit tired, but very well, thank you.
Ah, well, this is what it's like, you see, when you're so busy as you are at the moment, because you're not only a successful singer, but you're an accomplished stage actor, which we've mentioned as well in the past, and you made your West End debut at just 15 years old. I mean, what kick-started your love for performing?
Well, my mum was an opera singer, so I used to go and watch her, and I was absolutely blown away by them all. And I just knew that I wanted to be on stage, but I didn't want to go into opera. And I was absolutely obsessed with, you know, all the great musical films, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang Mary Poppins, all of those. And I just knew that's what I had to do. I was destined for the stage. I had my heart set on it, and nothing else would do.
And you've played some great characters in the past as well, like was it Audrey in Little Shop of Horrors?
I love that part.
Oh, it's a brilliant, fun musical. It really is. So, you trained at RADA as well for 3 years. Just tell us, how important is it for a performer to train at an institute like RADA? Because a lot of people think RADA is a very old-fashioned thing, because people in the 40s, 50s used to go to it. But it's still as important today, isn't it, for young and up-and-coming performers?
I do think it is very important, because you just learn basic techniques that you need in the industry, and I had some absolutely fantastic training at RADA. I will say that, and you know, I had some particularly brilliant teachers who I still use their techniques. I would absolutely advise anyone wanting to get into the industry to train, but there are other ways in. You can apply for work yourself, and you can join youth theatres and, you know, get into it that way. It isn't 100% necessary, but I would always recommend it still.
And it's a long slog, it is, from sort of, you know, sort of just at local level to sort of make it quite big as well. But it is so worth it as well, because it's just such a confidence builder. And it's just lovely to see people sort of starting off young. And then when they grow up, who knows where it can lead, though. I mean, it's led you all the way to America with your singing as well, so, which we'll talk about very shortly. But before we get on to the music, you're currently in a musical called Operation Julie. Now, that's a new one on me, so tell us a little bit about that.
It's a really interesting project. It is a rock musical based on the biggest drugs bust in the 1970s that happened in Wales. And it's basically the story of the chemists who were creating LSD, which they believed would open the minds of people and change the world that we live in for the better. And the interaction between the hippies and the drug dealers who were selling the LSD, and also the police who were involved in the investigation. So it's a fascinating story with some brilliant music, 1970s prog rock. I've been, my mind's been opened, definitely listening to the music. It's just a great show. So I'm having the time of my life with an incredibly talented actor musician cast, and I highly recommend it to people who fancy a fun night out at the theatre.
And I think you've written one song from it, but is there any more that you've penned for this musical?
Oh, so I've not written any for this show. No, these are all originals from bands in the 70s. I wrote a song for a show that I was in a couple of years ago called Dido's Bar. And that was Greek mythology and jazz world music. So I actually wrote a jazz song for that show. And then I've also written my own one-woman musical called Villainess.
Yes, tell us a little bit about that, because I've seen pictures on the internet. The makeup looks amazing. So tell us a little bit about Villainess.
Thank you. Well, I've played quite a few baddies in my career, Kev, and I was inspired to sort of write a show about an actress who constantly gets cast as the villain and can't tell the difference between fantasy and reality. So it's along those lines, and there's plenty of jazz, blues music, which is my thing, really. And I developed that a couple of years ago, and I'm hoping to get that on hopefully later this year if I have the time.
Oh, brilliant. And I know that you've just come out of playing at Panto. Was it Fairy Caelan that you've recently done?
Yeah, it's Calon. Calon.
I do apologise. Yeah. Well, this is it, you see. It's Welsh. I'm useless at accents and languages. Fairly Callan. So there you go. I've learnt something new this morning.
There you go.
Yeah, definitely. Now then, we played the song, Misfits. That was released in 2021. That was your debut single. Since then, you've worked with a lot of people. People like John Carr, who was on the show a few weeks ago. And also Freddie Cannon. Who, as I've mentioned in the past, he had those big hits in the 1950s and 60s. How did you find working in America, especially with Freddie?
So it's kind of an amazing story. I was working in the West End when I was very young. I was 16 years old. I was with my dad and Fred Cannon, music producer. He came over and he'd seen the show and he said, we're going to work together one day. And we exchanged contact details and remained in contact through my training and, you know, while I was doing a lot of theatre. And then during the pandemic, when I started writing my own music, I wrote to him and I said, look, I've released this track. What do you think? And he said, it's time. It's our time to work together. And as they say, the rest is history. And I've just released my sixth single. And I've been having global radio play, and I can't really believe it.
And it's doing very well in the Heritage Chart as well. So how did you get in touch or meet with John Carr?
I was put in touch with John Carr through Freddie Cannon. He put us together and he just thought we'd be a really good fit. And I've adored working with John. He's incredibly talented and we've had quite a few collaborations so far that have been pretty successful.
I know that in the past we've played You Don't Own Me, which I love that song. And you do an amazing version of it. It just washes over you. It's just so good. So, yeah, I've mentioned how talented you are with the acting and everything else. You're also a multi-instrumentalist. And as far as I know, you play the piano, tenor sax and bassoon. Now, I mean, what attracted you to playing the bassoon? Because it's not the sort of instrument you think, I want to play the bassoon.
No, it's incredibly random. But as you know, I am a taller woman and it is a very large instrument. So yes, they needed someone tall to play it at school. So I got stuck with it. But then I kind of fell in love with it, actually. And it's been incredibly useful in my career as well. So I would always say, you know, stick at your instruments, because you just never know when they might come in handy.
Definitely. When I was at school, they gave me the triangle and the tambourine to play. I mean, that just shows you the confidence they'd got in me as a musician. But there you go. So tell us. I can still,
the triangle's very important, Kev.
I can still play a mean triangle. I can. So. Tell us a little bit as well about the Sass Sisters.
So the Sass Sisters are a vocal harmony trio that I set up in 2018 with two other wonderful singer-actresses, Ashton York and Danielle Reales. And we do modern pop songs with a vintage twist. So if you are a fan of the Puppini sisters or Postmodern Jukebox, it's a little bit influenced by that. And we all play our own instruments. And yeah, we've gigged a fair bit, but I have to say that we've all been pretty busy recently, which is wonderful. So we've not gigged since last summer, but we're very much hoping to later this year.
Brilliant stuff. Are there any sort of recordings available of the Sass Sisters that we can look out for?
Yes, absolutely. We've got a demo on YouTube and we've got our own website, so you can have a look at some clips on there.
Brilliant
stuff. And the sasssisters.com.
Lovely stuff. Now then, the new single, it's called Healer. It's a gorgeous slice of, just wash over your type music. It really is. And I've seen the video. Where was the video filmed?
The video was actually filmed in Thailand, Kev. I went there earlier this year, and I went there last year, actually, and I completely fell in love with it. So I went back, and I can work abroad. So I take my laptop with me, and I do my vocal coaching abroad. So I feel less guilty about going on holiday. So I do that. And while I was out there, I was with my partner, and we decided to shoot this music video because we were just in the most amazing locations, and it just felt like a waste not to share it with the world.
The video is absolutely gorgeous. It is. It's very atmospheric, and it just makes you want to sit there with a pina colada in one hand and something else in the other. I don't know what, but I'm just thinking drinks here. So,
have you been to Thailand?
I haven't, no. I think the furthest I've been is, I think, Spain or France or something like that. So, but no, Thailand looks absolutely gorgeous.
Well, so. I can't recommend it enough, because once you've got the flights out of the way, it's so incredibly cheap to live out there, and you can have a pad thai for 50p.
Well, that's it. Book me on to the next plane, then. I'm all for that. Oh, yes. Yeah. That's the next holiday sorted out. So, you mentioned the vocal coaching as well. Let me just ask you, has there been anybody who has come to you wanting sort of coaching with their vocals that you've thought, no, this ain't going to work? It is a lost, or he or she is a lost cause. Has there been anyone like that?
Oh, I don't believe in that. I think that voices can be trained. I think to a certain extent, you know, some people are not going to all of a sudden become Pavarotti or Beyonce. But I do believe that everybody can get better and can sing in tune better if that's something that they struggle with, or can learn to sing a song and deliver it confidently. So I'm open to helping anyone learn to sing. I do generally have more professionals on my books at the moment. But, you know, if someone wants to sing something at, say, a wedding or something for their family, I would always be open to helping them, because I believe people should be doing it for the love and the joy.
There's hope for me yet. There is there.
Oh, are you talking about yourself then?
Well, you know, while you're on, I might as well pick your brains on things.
I'll give you a lesson, Kev.
the good thing is that singing is great for your health, isn't it? It's great for your mental health. And even if it's just singing in the shower, it really, it just makes you feel better about everything, really, doesn't it?
It really does, and I'm so blessed that I do it as my profession, because it's got me out of some sticky situations in the past, and it's joyful. It gets you breathing properly, and you know, you can sing whatever you want. You can write your own stuff. You don't have to be a professional to do that. You can get your thoughts out. I always find my thoughts come out better when I do it to music.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's. It's so helpful, but the breathing is a massive thing, I think, with singing. It just it really makes you breathe properly, which is very important.
Oh yeah, definitely, especially if you're going to hit those high notes like Pavarotti or Celine Dion or whatever. So I'm not sure whether my neighbours would think it's good for mental health listening to me though with the back door open. But there you go, that's up to them. Makes me feel good anyway when I'm singing around the kitchen. It's a great way to wash your parts and sing, it is. So, Georgina, how can people find out more about everything that you're doing? The acting, the vocal coaching, the songs, just everything. How can we find out more about you?
So I do try and keep my website as updated as possible, which is georginawhite.com. I'm also on social media. So I'm on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter as well. So you can follow me just under my name, Georgina White, on Instagram, Georgina White Official. So you can follow me, and I will always update, you know, what I'm doing with work and with any shows or music. Or you know, filming whatever, whatever
all,
it might be.
You're all over the socials, which is great. We can find out more about you. And just before I do let you go, any plans for an album? I know that we've got the singles out there. Will we be having a new album anytime soon?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the plan. I've got another couple of singles to release, but I feel like I will have enough material to collate a good album very soon. So watch this space.
Brilliant stuff. We'll watch all over the socials for the announcement of that. So it's been lovely speaking to you. And it's been great playing the music as well. I love I Will Survive. And I love the other stuff that you've released as well. And the ones with John Carr. And I'm just so in love with Healer. It's healed me on a Sunday morning. There you go. So thank you so much for taking your time out to have a talk to me and for us to find out a little bit more about you. So have a good rest of the weekend and hopefully we'll see you sometime around the area, maybe in a musical somewhere.
That would be wonderful. Yeah, I hope to see you again soon, Kev. Thank you so much for inviting me on. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure indeed. Thank you, Georgina. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery, and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.